This is so nice. So nice. This is perfect. I've been waiting so long for this moment, just waiting, and I'll admit I'm not patient. I am far from patient, but you, you're worth it. You're so worth it. And this is nice. Finally meeting face to face. So domestic. So domestic. I baked a cake. I probably wouldn't eat it. It's probably poison. But I baked a cake, and that is nice. And from looking at your face, I'm gathering that you don't think it's so nice. Which is understandable, because you were kidnapped. You were kidnapped, and yeah, that's not nice. It's not nice to kidnap people. But then again, I am completely insane, so my idea of nice is a little bit warped. But this is nice. It's been so long. So long. And wow, so much has happened. You do know who I am, don't you? Of course you do. Of course you do. I haven't changed that much. And I don't, you know, run around at night wearing a mask. Like you do. It's a very nice mask, don't get me wrong. I'm not insulting your mask. It looks expensive. And it does a very good job of hiding your identity. I had no idea it was you. I had no idea that my enemy, my nemesis, was you. And when I found out, oh, how I laughed, I mean. I did laugh. But not at first. At first I was a little tetchy. Just a little bit tetchy, because you've been quite the thorn in my side. You've been very problematic. I know, with your vigilante ways. Yeah, kind of inconvenient. And finding out that it was you. I think it's completely understandable that I was upset. But then I had a little think. Had a little discussion with the voices in my head, and they're still there. More on that in a minute, because I am crazy. Who knew? Well, everyone knew, because I was in a mental asylum, but so are you. You're not crazy. Well, I mean, maybe a bit. You do run around at night in a mask and a cape being a vigilante, so you know. Are you completely sane? I don't think so. But that's why I like you so much. Well, I didn't like you before, when I thought you were a vigilante just being an utter bane. And I didn't like it when I thought that you had lied to me. Hiding it from me. That was hurtful. That was very hurtful. But, and I've come to a rather comfortable realization. All warm and snuggly. I'm glad it's you. Who else could be my nemesis? We have history. We escaped a mental asylum together. And we could only do it together. That means something. It means a lot. And oh, how far we've come. How far we've come. I mean, look at you. So respectable. Well, in daytime. At nighttime, not so respectable because vigilante. Did not see that coming. Absolutely. Did not see that coming, but I should have, because it's kind of obvious. It's super obvious. Your uncle. Not a nice guy. A really, really not nice guy. I mean, he locked you up in an asylum. That's not nice. You don't do that to family. But he did, because you were the only one that could stop him. Now, I'm not one to criticize other villains because, you know, professional courtesy, respect, but your uncle was a... It's just that plan. That plan. Intricate though it was never going to work. Bringing back the monarchy? No, because Well, he wasn't even the heir. You were. Did you get my flowers? My flowers? I sent flowers to the funeral? Your uncle's funeral? Which, can I just say, I wouldn't have done that. I would not have arranged such a nice funeral. But you did. After everything he did, all his crimes against you, against the city, you still arranged a really, really nice funeral. It was so sad. How he died. So sad. So... It wasn't me. It's kind of obvious that it was me, isn't it? Yes, it is. Of course it is. Of course I killed him. Of course I murdered him. I just wasn't as overt as I normally am. I was restrained, respectable. I was regal. But, he had to die. Of course he had to die. I mean, after what he did to you. Had to kill him. It was very painful. Extremely painful. Just so painful. I mean, the screams. I have a recording if you want. Somewhere. I also have a remix because, you know, you don't waste a good scream. I'm a little crazy. Just in case you forgot. Oh! Wasn't the whole point of escaping the asylum that I wasn't crazy? I know. I'm gonna get to that. I will get to that. I will probably get lost before I do because I have a tangent. But we're talking about you. You are just so good, so noble. You truly are the heir to the throne. But you rejected it. So noble. I mean, you're still stinking rich. But noble. And after we escaped, after we bonded, oh, you were just so dashing. Such a hero. Saving the city, ruining all of your uncle's plans, just so noble. And then just going back to your ordinary life. Only not. Little did I know what you were actually up to at night. Do you ever sleep? I don't. I really don't sleep. Maybe if I did, I wouldn't be so crazy. And let's talk about that because it is the mammoth in the room in a giant fur coat. My craziness. I honestly thought that I wasn't crazy. I honestly thought that I was sane. It was just being around crazy people and pretending to be crazy. But it turns out, nope, I'm insane. So insane. And being insane around crazy people is easy. Being insane around ordinary people is not easy. And I did not react well. I did not react at all well. It was horrible. And, well, I thought you might come back. I thought you might check in on me, but you didn't. Obviously, because you were busy with your uncle. I wish you had. Maybe if you had, I wouldn't have done what I did. Now, I'm not saying that my father didn't deserve it, because he really, 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 really did, because he murdered my mother, and I love my mother. But, oh, that was a turning point for me. That was a turning point. As I stood there, absolutely covered in blood, as he tried to crawl away. Escape. I realized that was the most fun I had ever had in my whole life. It was one of those defining moments, you know, standing there just dripping in crimson. My father desperately trying to escape his bloody fate. I realized that it felt right. And the only other thing in my life that had ever felt as right was when we were together and escaping the asylum. It didn't take too long for me to get quite a taste for it. Murder. Then I realized, it's not just murder. It's mayhem. It's being bad. Everyone loves a bad girl until she shoots them or stabs them or puts them in a vice. Then they're not too fond of them. But, you know, before that, everyone loves them. So I became bad. And I'm very good at it because I'm crazy. And seeing the city was mine. Ooh, that was unexpected. So unexpected. And it was going so well. It was going so well until suddenly one night, there you were with your mask and your cape and your gadgets. Gadgets! Wow! Gadgets. And you proceeded to be annoying. So annoying. At first I took it personally, but then I realized it was every single criminal in the city that you were after, not just me. Which makes me feel a bit less special, but I get it, I get it. You can't show favoritism because, well, you were just starting out. And here we are, having dinner. I know who you are. I know the face behind the mask. I know your secrets. Well, some of them. You do remember how we used to talk. The conversations we had. I do. And you are my nemesis. It couldn't have been anyone else. It really, 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 really had to be you. I missed you. I really missed you. I really, really, in caps, underlined in red, missed you. And I shouldn't have, because you were right there. All along, you were right there. Every night. Every night. Right there. Kill you. Oh, no, 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 no. Is it because I poisoned the cake? Or is it because I kidnapped you? I'm monologuing because I'm a villain and that's what we do. I'm not going to kill you. Of course I'm not going to kill you. I just wanted to have a little get-together, face-to-face. Just wanted to look into those pretty, pretty eyes of yours. The eyes that you hide behind a mask. Although you don't. You don't hide your eyes because you have to see. And how did I not see that before? Wow. Sometimes being crazy makes you very unobservant. But I see you now. I see you. I see you. And I have dishonorable intentions. Of course I do. I'm a villain. I am a bad girl. And everyone loves a bad girl. So, just wanted to let you know that I intend to be so, so bad. I'm going to court you. Court you. Caught you. Oh no, 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 no. Your secret identity is safe with me. I would never unmask you. I would never tell anyone your true identity. Because it's not your true identity. What you do at night, that's a real you. Because a little bit crazy. Because being a little bit crazy around normal people is soul destroying. So you had to do something. Like I had to do something. Because I'm not a little crazy, I'm a lot crazy. I'm courting you. We're going to play a game. A lot of games. And I'm going to be unhinged. I'm going to be bad. I'm going to be evil. I'm going to be wicked. And you're going to stop me because you're my nemesis. You are. You're you. Now that I'm observing, I'm actually seeing. I'm really going to make an effort. Oh, the things I've got planned. Oh, they're diabolical. No spoilers, though. No spoilers, because. I'm courting you. I'm courting your crazy. Because it turns out we were both wrong. We were both wrong. I was wrong when I thought that you were completely, painfully sane, and you were wrong when you thought there was a chance that I wasn't crazy. I really did miss you. And I thought about you so often. I thought about what you would think if you knew what I was doing. But it turns out you did know. You did know. Maybe you didn't realise it was me, but you did know. And now you do. Now we're face to face. Now my crazy is reaching out to your crazy and touching it. Just slightly, just a hug, a loving, crazy hug. Well. Now. Now. Something. Something, 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 something. I've run out of words. Because there's so much emotion and. I think it's time for you to go. It's time for you to go. Because we're courting. And I've got plans. I've got things to do. It could only have been you. Of course it was you. I will pack up some cake for you to take along with you. And make sure the boys don't crush it when they dump you. Do you want to know how I found out it was you? How I realised it was you behind the mask? Of course you do. Of course you do. Well, and you will. On our third date. Of course, that means you have to survive the first and second one first. Good luck with that! Oh! It's you. It's always been you. And it's me! It's the me! Mario. I'm not a plumber. Not a plumber. Though, I do like lead pipes. They're very, very bashy. So, enjoy the cake. Don't eat it. Poison. And I look forward to our first date. Though, I fear the city. Won't. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing? I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. Yeah, I am. I'm really crazy. Oh, my darling. So are you. You just haven't realized it yet. But you will. Because we're courting. Oh, this is going to be so, so much fun. Toodles!